Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Transforming Your World Blog Talk Radio program with Dr. Larry Karnes and Dr. Lena Clark, ladies and gentlemen, coming up real soon on this network. I want to give you a quick update because this is our first programming, ladies and gentlemen. So this is a live and interactive Blog Talk Radio program, ladies and gentlemen. We want to give you that call-in number. We want you to put that out on the network, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number is 347-843-4559, where you can interact with Dr. Karnes and Dr. Clark tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. Hey, we're going to give them their proper props, ladies and gentlemen, and introductions because, again, this is our first program on the global Transforming Your World Blog Talk Radio program, ladies and gentlemen, again with Dr. Karnes and Dr. Clark. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn, your moderator tonight. We're just excited about you being with us today. Hey, also, too, I want you to know that the chat room is open. We'll be checking the chat room for you for those who want to put in questions or comments. Also about that, go to blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk for the chat room if you want to interact there as well for Dr. Karnes and Dr. Clark. Hey, let's give you a little bit about the speakers tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is our first broadcast, so we got to do it right for them as well. Hey, Dr. Larry Karnes, ladies and gentlemen, you can reach him right now. Right now, go to his website, icmi.world.org, ladies and gentlemen, is his website. We want to give you that right now. Once again, icmi.world.org is his website that you can go to. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Karnes is on Facebook. Just type in Larry Karnes, Optimum Leadership Coach, or Larry Karnes Ministry, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get you there as well. Hey, Dr. Karnes is a certified transformation coach, strategist, and is a conference, leadership, workshop, and motivational speaker, ladies and gentlemen, hosting live and virtual conferences and workshops and available for individual and group coaching. Hey, Dr. Lena G. Clark, ladies and gentlemen, is a mindset coach and entrepreneur. I love it. She is the founder of Miracle Mind Global, LLC. Dr. Clark can be reached, ladies and gentlemen, at Lena G. Clark, ladies and gentlemen, LenaGClark.com, LenaGClark.com on Facebook, Miracle Mind Global. You can type that in right now. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to the Transforming Your World Blog Talk Radio program, again with Dr. Karnes and Dr. Clark. I want to give you a little bit more information about both of them. Dr. Karnes is the founder and CEO of the Optimal Leadership Coach and Larry Karnes Ministry, Inc., Covenant Cutters Ministry International. He is a certified, once again, certified master coach and a coach trainer for Optimum Leadership Coach and Dream Releasers Coaching. Hey, Dr. Lena G. Clark, ladies and gentlemen, is an awesome, awesome mother, entrepreneur, author, orator, mindset coach, and radio talk show host as well. She has worked as a mental health advocate for over 15 years. She is also CEO of Miracle Mind Global, LLC, which is an entity of several organizations operating under one umbrella. I highly recommend you go to Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, for more information about Miracle Mind Global. She has a PhD in mental health care and is an international chaplain ambassador for the UN, the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen. Topic shared tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and over the network. We're going to be doing this for the month of December, and if things go well, we'll continue it as Dr. Karnes and Dr. Clark lead us forward. Topics shared, discussed, analyzed, and explained are on this program: understanding the subconscious mind, power of transformation, overcoming life barriers, navigating relationships, leadership boundaries, law of humility, amplified leadership, and so much more, ladies and gentlemen. Contact your moderator, Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233 as needed to help you move forward. Also, ladies and gentlemen, let you know that this is a family-friendly program network that is designed to help the family and individuals move forward and identify life areas for improvement. Join Dr. Karnes and Dr. Clark as they brilliantly, and professionally help us navigate through the seas of life for daily living, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, once again, I want you to know that the chat room is open. Go to blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you're online and live, you can hit *1 on your phone. That will put you in queue. And if you have a question or comment, we'll open up the lines as Dr. Clark allows, okay? All right, we're going to keep it moving and keep it rolling. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to some and present to others. We're going to open it up with Dr. Larry Karnes, and we're going to open up the mics for Dr. Clark. God bless you, Dr. Clark. And Dr. Karnes, your mics are now on live. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, Optimum, blessings to everyone. We're so glad that you would join us for tonight's broadcast as we begin to focus forward and chart it what may be for some as uncharted territories. When we talk about the power of transformation, we talk about transforming your mind. You transform your thinking, you transform your world. And so the foundation for transformation will be the renewing of the spirit of your mind. So we're going to be moving forward and doing things with that as we move forward with this broadcast. We thank you for joining in. You need to telegram, telephone, tell somebody that they need to get on and experience what can be transformational. I want you to let you all hear right now from Dr. Clark. Dr. Clark, Optimum Blessings, how are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much. Blessings to you and everyone else. Yes, I am honored to be on the show tonight. I just wanted to touch on, recognizing being self-focused and, self-defeating thoughts, because everything begins in the mind. And the mind is where spiritual transformation happens, and so it is a surprise that the adversary wants to mess with thinking in most cases. So, I want people to understand that you are in control of the thoughts that come to your mind.
Okay, yeah, awesome. So when we talk about transformation, for those of you who are listening in, we want you to get involved. If you have questions, ask your questions, write your questions down. And if there's something that you might want to understand as we navigate through the broadcast tonight, write those things down. As Elder Kevin encouraged you, go into the chat room. We're going to be taking breaks periodically to see if there are some questions or some comments that you have in the chat room. When we talk about transformation, it's important to understand that transformation is an original language. And when we talk about transformation, we're really talking about the metamorphosis. And metamorphosis is being completely transformed into a totally different form. So what we want to be mindful of is that transformation is the key to a revitalized you. It's imperative that you capture that. If you want transformation to take place in your life, it's important that you understand that transformation is the key to a revitalized you. And the revitalization comes from an internal perspective. So when we talk about transformation, it's internal transformation. And that transformation is based upon the implementation of what you're going to receive from the revelation of the information that's going to be given during this broadcast and future broadcast. So just prepare yourself and get ready. The mind, your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, dealing with those things, it may be new to some, but there's lots of information. And as Dr. Clark said, you have to think about the scientific part of it, but also the spiritual part. Dr. Clark.
Yes, absolutely. And also with transforming of the mind, you have two different mindsets. You have the fixed mindset versus the growth mindset. And so people really have to think about which direction they want to go in. Do you want to remain with the fixed mindset or do you want to grow? So the fixed mindset is basically, it leads to a desire to look smart and therefore, a tendency going towards the growth, if that's what you want. Intelligence can be developed if you want to go in that direction of growth, which leads to desire to learn and therefore, again, the tendency to learn more. And when I say the positive mindset and attitude, positive thinking can actually mean approaching life's challenges with a positive outlook in a different direction, in a different way. It doesn't mean necessarily avoiding or ignoring the bad things in life that happens every day. But instead, it involves making the most of the potentially bad situations that you're going through. And by trying to see the best in other people, yourself, and viewing other abilities in a very positive light. So I think it's very important that, along with transformation and transforming your mind, that you decide if you want to remain fixed, have a fixed mindset, or if you want to grow, have a growth mindset.
So one of the things I want to point out to you all as you're listening, remember this, transformation is personal. And so when I think of transformation, I must think of it personally. Don't focus on other people, but transformation, if it's going to take place in your life, one thing that you have to realize, transformation is intentional. So it's something that must be pursued. The other thing that you must understand is that transformation isn't automatic. Everyone's not going to be transformed. Everyone's not going to be willing to go through the process to be transformed. I'm going to be totally honest with you now. As I come in contact with people around the world, the majority of people aren't willing to put in the work and do what's necessary to be transformed. And it's not easy because you're talking about a paradigm shift. You have to be willing to put in the work, and you have to be willing to go through the pain of separation. What are you transforming from? What do you want to transform to? For those of you who are listening, I want you to think about that question. Write it down and begin to answer that. What is it that you're transforming from? What is it that you want to transform to? And is there a need for the transformation? Here's what I want you to get. Catch this foundational scripture. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, listen to me carefully, by the renewing of your mind. It's the mind that has to be renewed. So the foundation for transformation is the renewing of your mind. And then the question that you must ask yourself, this is a scaling question. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how willing are you to put in the work that's needed in order to start this navigational journey to be transformed? Dr. Clark.
Yes. You know, I want to talk about fear, you know, also when we're talking about transformation and transforming the mind. A lot of people are operating under fear. And from a scientific standpoint, fear is one of the most powerful emotions. It is an emotion, and it has a very strong effect on your mind and body. You know, fear can create strong signals of response when we're in emergencies, for instance, if we're being attacked or caught in a situation that we can't get out of at the moment. You know, and it can impair a long-term memory and cause damage in certain parts of the brain. So, you know, we talk about certain areas, such as the hippocampus, where fear remains. You know, so it can also deregulate your body and leave a person anxious a lot of times. And it can also cause someone to have chronic fear. And some moments also look scary at times. But, again, we're talking about from a scientific level, but still connecting the spiritual perspective because, you know, you have to have the spiritual aspect in order to transform your mind. You know, so, again, this is just sharing some of that information so that people that are listening will be able to understand how the brain is working. Because fear is often a bit, again, it can oppress you, but we don't want that to happen. You know, it also it can cause experiences of what we call an ego death, which is a complete loss of subjective self-identity. And Dr. Carnes, I don't know if you want to kind of chime on that a little bit.
Well, what I basically wanted to do is just give an introduction to this, the transformational aspect and beginning mm-hmm. with this thing, because transformation is challenging. And I think that that foundation, yeah. people need to understand that when you start to transform, when you start to talk about life-altering experiences that you've had in your life and the mindset that's been established, the question mm-hmm. that I like for people to ask is, okay, how did this mindset get established? What occurred in my life that caused me to have the mindset that I have? Is there a need for me to transform? Why do I need to transform? What takes place if I don't transform? Those are things that are very important. If I could use something, you know, this is something that deals with the mind, if you will, and how the mind will operate. And then it's going to kind of tie into the fear factor also, Dr. Clark. And so there's an example, and I'm going to give this example here. There were 8 monkeys that were put in a room. Now, inside of this room, there was a ladder that was in the middle of the room. Above the ladder, there was a bunch of bananas hanging on a hook that was connected to the ceiling. So now, But every time a monkey tried to climb that ladder, the other monkeys were sprayed with ice-cold water. Not the monkey climbing the ladder, but the seven other monkeys in the room. They would be sprayed with ice-cold water whenever that monkey tried to climb that ladder. Well, that ice-cold water made them miserable. So this is what happened. Soon enough, over time, two or three times, four or five times, whenever a monkey attempted to climb that ladder, the other monkeys, without waiting to be sprayed, would jump upon that monkey and beat the monkey to a pulp that was attempting to climb the ladder. Why? Because if that monkey tried to get that banana, they were going to be punished. Now, what was happening was this. Something was happening to transform their mind. They were being socialized and modified, and the fear factor was kicking in. So it's very relevant. Now, this is what happened after that. One of the original monkeys was removed from the room, and a new monkey was put in the room. Now, the new monkey saw the ladder. The new monkey's wondering, why aren't the other guys trying to get up and get those bananas, right? So guess what the new monkey did? Went to climb the ladder. What did the other monkeys do? Beat him to a pulp. So now he's over there beat to a pulp. Don't know why, but he never attempted to climb that ladder again. So what happened to this monkey? What happened to that monkey? The new monkey that was put into the room, what happened to him? He had a traumatic experience, and because of that traumatic experience, he modified his behavior because fear kicked in. Now, it continues, but so that does deal with what you were talking about, Dr. Clark. You talked about fear. There's acute fear, and then there's chronic fear. Now, acute fear is the spirit of fear. The Bible says that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. Chronic fear is an emotional fear that each and every person will experience. Each and every one of us will experience some type of fear. That's normal. We can handle that because it's an emotion. Control your thinking, control your thoughts, control your emotions. So that's the common fear that we all deal with. Nothing wrong with that. The acute fear is what's crippling. That's when the spirit of fear comes in. And so that's something that has to take place. Now, what was happening to that monkey who was being pummeled by the other monkeys, acute fear set in. It became a spirit. It became crippling. It became traumatic. And now each one of those monkeys who was beat, because of the trauma, they modified their behavior to fit in with the culture that they saw established in that cage. Dr. Clark.
Well, you know, we're talking about transformation, and, you know, of course, Miracle Mind Global deals with also more so of the scientific level and getting people to understand how the brain works and the mind. So many people don't even know that there is a difference in the brain and the mind, and we've talked about that you know, in our last mindset class. So, you know, people also need to get that understanding that there is a difference because in understanding and being able to transform your mind and to transform your world, you have to understand things have to be dissected and broken down. Transparency for transformation, you know, is what we do. So in order to transform, you have to be transparent. And that means, okay, again, breaking everything down, realizing, okay, where am I and where do I want to go? So, you know, I think transparency is very important, and so many people don't quite know how to get there. But that just means if you have to write everything down, if you have to reach out and get a coach or someone to assist you with doing that. But you first have to come to realization, you know, with yourself, is this something that I really want to do to be able to go to the next level? And that means to be able to transform your world.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things when it comes to that, it's important to understand here when we talk about this, that you have two things that we're dealing with. The mind and the spirit of the mind was created. And so your mind is spirit. Your brain, however, was formed out of material, so your brain is flesh. And so that's very important. You have a created mind and a formed brain. One was created, when we go back from to Genesis 1:26, it was created, the mind. So when it says the mind of God, well, we know that God doesn't have a brain because God isn't flesh. God is spirit. So the mind is spirit. The brain was formed in Genesis 2 and 7 out of the earth. That's when the flesh was created. So that's what you're dealing with, those two different dimensions, if you will. One created, one formed. So we come into that, to that world. Now, here's something that's so very important. When we look at Scripture, notice the Scripture says, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Not the brain, but the mind. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Now, watch this. And it says, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The mind did not think it was robbery. So the mind has the ability to, you control your thinking, you control your thoughts, you control your emotions by the spirit of your mind. And so that's very important when we begin to navigate these things and make these distinctions between the brain and the mind. So there is a scientific aspect, and then there's the spiritual aspect. Elder Kevin, do we have any questions or anything going on in the chat room?
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Carnes and Dr. Clark. I want to let everybody know, if you're just joining us, this is the Transforming Your World Blog Talk Radio program with Dr. Lena G. Clark and Dr. Larry Carnes, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to let folks that are just coming on that you can hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will put you in queue if you have a comment or question about what you're hearing about today. So right now, Doc, we're waiting on some responses there. We want to give people the opportunity to participate, of course, as well. And at this time, we don't have anyone ready to participate yet, but we want to put that word out there to everybody who's listening. Back to you, Dr. Clark, Dr. Carnes. Thank you so much.
Okay, Dr. Clark.
Yeah. You know, again, with transformation and transforming your world, a real transformation, you know, requires honesty, as I stated, you know, and in order to be transparent. And that's what it takes, is for you to be honest with yourself if you want to move forward, you know, and get real with yourself. And where do you want to go? You know, because the mind is the strongest weapon known to mankind, yet most of us never develop the skills needed to become the person we were meant to be. You know, but when challenges arise, are we ready to face them head on? Or will we, you know, cowardly away from that and allow fear or the lack of confidence to take place? So, again, you know, we really want people to understand that it takes transparency, because this is where personal transformation takes over. The idea of personal transformation starts with change at its core. But to transform oneself is to have a total, like you stated, metamorphosis of both the body, mind, and soul. Okay, I think we just got a message saying there was a caller.
Yes, Dr. Clark and Dr. Carnes, whenever you're ready, we'll bring in that caller when you are ready. Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is your Transforming Your World Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Carnes, Dr. Clark. Hey, callers, we want to let you know that we're only going to mention your last four digits because we're all on the World Wide Web, your last four digits. Dr. Clark, Dr. Carnes, we have a caller, 1799. 1799, you're live on the air with Dr. Clark and Dr. Carnes. God bless you.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm calling in reference to what's been said so far. I have a question. When we're talking about, Jesus has not given us a spirit of fear. I was recently, and I know that I'm covered and everything, I was recently in a situation, whereas I personally work with children, and I was in a situation, I guess you want to say they were getting ready to, they're stepping from in transitioning from getting ready to walk, like crawl, and then getting ready to walk, and then the kind of like wobbly in a way. So I wasn't fearful, but I just didn't want to get, you know, just them to hurt themselves. So the mind over matter situation was like kicking in every time. Are they going to fall? Are they going to hurt themselves? So I ended up changing my profession because of it. And dealing with that, I missed them so tremendously so much. But my mind was dealing with that fear in the back of my mind. Are they going to really hurt themselves? Or should I just move to safety and just find and just switch my profession? So do you have any comments to go with that?
Now, this is what was taking place with you. To be fearful of a child falling when they're trying to learn to walk and do those things, that's common fear. That's caution. But what you were allowed to happen, you allowed the common fear because it was more, and do I understand it was more than one child?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You allowed that common fear to escalate and grow. Now, here's the question that you have to ask yourself. Why was the common fear allowed to escalate and grow? Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a possibility that it was becoming crippling to you and then you were experiencing anxiety because they were children that belonged to someone else and you didn't want to be held accountable if one of those children hurt themselves and you had to explain it to the parent?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. See, that's what was taking place. So that thing caused you to have some anxiety moments. Now, that was bringing along with it stress into your world. So here's the question. Until you came to a place where you could learn to control your thinking, control your thoughts, control the emotion of anxiety and that common fear because it was escalating and it could have grown into something where it actually get into a spirit that would hold you hostage and incapacitate you where you couldn't function. One of the smartest things that you probably did was understand, okay, maybe there's a necessary ending and I need to separate myself from this until I can get control of this emotional trigger that I'm experiencing. Dr. Clark, do you have anything that you'd like to share?
No, you're fine. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, and so that's what was taking place with you. Does that sound like some things that you were experiencing?
Emotionally, that sounds like some things I was experiencing. And exactly right. I had to basically just get out of it, get, you know, I have other professions as well, and I just had to separate myself. Like, they go, you know, you go through the transitional moment, but mentally, when you're dealing with more than one child and you have those transitional moments with them, due to the fact they are someone else's, you want to make sure they're in total protection, and you want to make sure nothing happens to them. So emotionally, you have to build yourself up to surround yourself. If one's going one direction, another's going another direction, mentally and emotionally, you have got to remain prayerful at all times. And if something happens to one of them, you don't want that to happen. You've got to be willing to say, these are the things, and be supportive in that statement. If they bang their head, if something happens to them, you've got to be willing to make those statements to cover it all the way around to the parent.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what you were experiencing. There was some anxiety coming in. There were emotional triggers that were coming in. Stress was beginning to build up. All this stuff was piling on top of itself because you had other factors, not only the children. But then you think about the parents, you think about if a child accidentally hurts themselves, how do you explain it? And so all that stuff was closing in on you. And now, would it be true to say that to some degree you were beginning to feel sort of like a hostage being held captive?
Yes, exactly, sir.
Yeah, Yeah. And so the best thing that you could do would take the actions that you took. You knew it's time for a necessary ending because, see, that stress, that anxiety, and all that pressure could have had an impact upon you also physically and could have started some medical things to take place inside of your body. So it was common fear, but because there was an emotional trigger, it began to grow into increase, and that's where the anxiety and the stress. So you did the right thing. I think you did the right thing. What do you think? Do you think you did the right thing by separating?
Oh, yes, I think I just definitely know so now because you were exactly right. It begins to take emotions and everything that you name begins to trigger the physical aspects of your body till your body physically can't, the brain is dealing with so much an overload to with the stress and the anxiety till your body just comes together and physically it can overload and just do so much. So I think with anybody that has that kind of fear, and it's not really that you don't know what fear, it's just that those things can get into your mind and trigger the anxiety. So I would, with myself, I just choose another profession to go into, which was business. So I'm altogether happy and, I miss the children tremendously, but I just think that when you're having those kind of triggers, I think it's best to go on and make the best move sometimes.
Yes, for that time, you made the right decision. You made the right choice. Now, at some other time, if you're able to harness that and get control of it, you know, over time and you realize what's taking place, then you may be able to go back to it or you may be – is there a possibility that you could be involved with children but at – a later age, you know, maybe when they're up into the toddler, you know, the 3, 4, 5, you know, where they're more, a little bit more stable, then some of those anxieties and pressures that you were feeling with the younger children would not be there. So those are some things that you might want to consider if that's something that you may want to re-enter at some later time.
Yes, exactly. Because I was, I do have some actual, I want to say credits and everything into elementary education and basically going into the preschool and things of that nature, and as well as the business aspect. So I just took off and said, well, okay, I can handle this age. But mentally, when they're going through the transitional ages, I think everyone needs, I mean, I personally need just, like you said, revamp and just go ahead with an older. Have no, you know, and all that, and it can actually captivate you, make you feel those type of anxieties.
Yes, excellent, excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. So yeah, looks like you've got the foundation set. You're doing some things now, and just to focus forward, and I think things are great. But good choice, good decision that you made. And here's the other thing: I know that while you were in that situation, see, you were feeling that when you left, you were sort of like. I'm going to use a word, you were not able to function even when you left and went home. Now you're going back into your regular world, but now the stress and the anxiety and that stuff that's going with you, now it even interrupts your normal life away from the job. And so you did the right thing by necessary ending and separating from that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And for your expertise. I really have enjoyed it. It's been immensely a help to me, and as always, have a blessed night.
Awesome, a blessing
thank
to
you.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Dr.
You're
Clark.
Welcome. Yes.
Yes, Dr. Clark. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Were you asking me something, or were you just?
No. I was just passing it over to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. But yes, getting back to the transformation. You know, the personal transformation, as we were talking about, you know, the transparency, again, you know, it's something that people have to make a decision because, you know, when we talk about making a change that will propel us to where we want to go in life, you know, we use that and it starts again with the mind, for we cannot change anything if we cannot change our thoughts. You know, and so we've probably heard and seen individuals many times who have done, you know, some incredible things, physical things that may defy explanations also, but the body follows where the mind takes it. You know, so again, you know, it's so important that individuals make up their mind which direction they want to go in, because sometimes looking back over your own life and thinking, you know, back to something you wanted to accomplish, did you think you could ever do it if you didn't, you know, just take the start, take the first step to make a change? And often, you know, some people say, well, probably not, you know, but you didn't forge on. You didn't have that confidence. You weren't gaining that self-confidence in order to make the ability to make things happen. And so often many people don't realize, you know, that what they're going through can be a hindrance. It can be people that you're around, your environment. You know, so going through and making up your mind to create a personal transformation, to set emotion, again, it starts with you, the individual.
You know, again, when we look at the transformation and the process of transformation, again, where am I transforming from? What am I transforming to? Is there a need for the transformation? And why do I need to transform? One of the things that's so very important as we think about several things, and we talk about fear, we talk about some other things, we need to understand that we have absolute control over our emotions. We have control over our attitudes. We have control over our behaviors. Control your thinking. Control your thoughts. Control your emotions. Control your thinking. Control your thoughts. Control your emotions. Let this mind be in you. Now, it says something here. It says, who thought it not robbery. So now I can control my thoughts. Well, let me put it this way. Let me state it correctly. I control my thinking. When I control my thinking takes control of my thoughts. Because the study, as I've shared before, from Stanford that was done by a doctor there at Stanford, was that the human mind has anywhere from 70 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and most of those thoughts are repetitive. The thoughts that we give attention to are the ones that's going to become a part of our reality. Now, the thing about that is this: we cannot stop the thoughts from coming, but we choose as to whether or not we're going to entertain the thoughts. I was sitting here and something come across my mind. I say, now, that is so, I'm talking to myself, I say, now, that is so crazy. Where did that come from? It's the dumbest, the craziest, the wildest thing that you can think of. And I'm like, now, where did that come from? That thought came. I wasn't even thinking about it. It came out of no place. But I said, now, that don't make any sense. I controlled my thinking. I said, that don't make any sense. And I didn't act upon the thought. Because I controlled my thinking, I took control of the thought, I took control of the emotion that was connected to the thought and didn't follow through on it. So we have to be able to process those things when they happen. We have absolute control over our emotions, over our attitudes, and over our behaviors. And that's something that's so vitally important. Happiness, unhappiness, joy, sadness, those are all emotions, and those are choices. And so the thing that's really important is, what choices will I choose to make when I control my thinking? That's very important for those of you who are listening in. Elder Kevin, do we have any other callers?
Thank you so much, Dr. Clark and Dr. Carnes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, Transforming Your World, Block Talk Radio with Dr. Larry Carnes and Dr. Lena G. Clark, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, Doc, we are clear to continue. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. So, Dr. Clark, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes, thank you so much. You know, as you were saying, I was just listening to what you were saying. And a lot of times, you know, we have to learn, you were just saying, how that thought came. And it just comes out of nowhere. And many people don't know how many thoughts, I mean, billions of thoughts remain in our subconscious mind. And so that's why we often say to stay busy. You know, it depends on what people are doing at that time. So we always want to let people know that it, how to overcome and maintain obstacles also to our spirituality and success life, you know, and also overcoming the negative emotions that often try to sabotage our lives. You know, so many times we're not thoughtful of that. You know, we allow thoughts to come into our mind and we don't take hold of it, right? We don't take control of that thought. But we do have the power to do that. You know, also overcoming the limiting beliefs that many people have and becoming more spirituality and emotionally empowered. You know, and how to determine what you want to feel anywhere and anytime. It's up to you. How do you want to feel? Which direction do you want to go in? And it's all about taking and empowered. It's all about taking control of yourself and not allowing the situation and not allowing the thoughts to empower you to take control, the negative thoughts. And writing down positive affirmations are so important. You know, scriptures, being able to go to something that will be able to remove that negative thought instantly. And remembering certain scriptures, remembering certain affirmations, and, you know, even positive music, you know, helps individuals as well so that you can go in that direction of transforming your mind. And people often ask, how do you change any obstacles in your life? But again, it's by changing the way you think. Everything happens by the thoughts that enter our mind. I wanted to share that. Thank you so much, Dr. Carnes.
Yes, yes, you know that's good information. Now, here it is. Watch. I'm gonna get back to our monkeys. Now, so you know we talked about a monkey was introduced, had a traumatic experience. Now they've taken one of the original monkeys out of the cage. They put a new monkey in. That monkey went to the ladder. Got beat up even by the monkey who got beat the first time. Now watch this. The monkey who got beat the first time never had water sprayed on him. Never got sprayed with the cold water. Never happened to him. They put a new monkey into the cage. The monkey starts to cry on the ladder. The other monkeys beat this monkey. And guess what? Even the monkey who was beat, who never had water sprayed on him, participated in beating this other monkey. Participated in the beating of the other monkey that came in. However, this monkey who's participating in the beating had no idea why he was beating the other monkey and why the monkey, see, he tried to climb the ladder. He know why he got beat. Now, a new monkey got put in who never tried to climb the ladder, and this monkey looks at that thing, go up on that ladder, the other monkey starts to beat him, but listen, never had cold water sprayed on him. What happened to this monkey that this monkey participated in beating the new monkey when they tried to climb the ladder? Here's the answer. That monkey had been socialized by his environment.
Mm-hmm.
So many times when we're dealing with things and our minds, the spirit of our minds, it's because we've been socialized and modified by an environment that we've been introduced to. So this is what happens. Eventually, one by one, all of the original monkeys are replaced. So you have 8 new monkeys in the room. None of these monkeys were ever sprayed with the ice water. None of them attempt to climb the ladder. But all of them will enthusiastically beat up any new monkey who's introduced into that cage and tries to climb that ladder, and they don't know why they're beating the new monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
They've been socialized and modified mm-hmm. by the environment that they were introduced into, and watch what happened. Their environment transformed them. They did not transform their environment. Now they're being held hostage by traumatic events that mm-hmm. took place, and they don't even know what the traumatic event was that's holding them hostage. Here's my question. How many of you may be tuning in and listening to us who are being held hostage by a traumatic event that may have been passed down? Now, these are generational tendencies. You saw it mirrored by someone in your family, and you saw them do it. You begin to emulate it. These are generational tendencies now, not generational curses. And that thing is in your mind, but you don't know why you're doing it. How many times have you heard, you're just like this, you're just like that, you're never going to be, you're no good, just like your blah, blah, blah was no good. That thing gets lodged in the spirit of your mind, and then if you receive that as truth, you'll begin to act out on that. Dr. Clark.
Yes, that's powerful. You know, with all of that being said, and I mean, you mentioned the environment. You know, I'm a very strong believer that success and happiness are all about the mindset and preparing people for transformation, how to transform their world. Your mindset and belief system, you know, it affects everything in your life, from what you think and how you feel to how you act and react to the world around you, such as you say, the environment. You know, so in order to achieve your goals, your mindset needs to match your aspirations, the desires in life that you want to do, your goals. Otherwise, it might be holding you back from getting where you want to be. You know, and so I'm just so adamant in assisting and training individuals to be able to go the extra mile in life. And to be able to, again, transform in what they want to do, in upgrading your life. Do you want to stay where you are, or do you want to upgrade? You know, it's just like a car. Do you want to continue to drive that one if you can, or do you want to go ahead and upgrade if you're able to do that? And most people do want to upgrade, whether it's whatever it is you want to do in life. And changing your self-talk is one of them. The conversations you have with yourself, you know, it's a direct reflection of your mindset. If you're telling yourself, I'm not good enough to achieve my dreams, then your thoughts will create your reality and your mindset will hold you back from having the life that you want and so desire. So to upgrade your mindset, change your negative self-talk to an empowerment speech that you say to yourself, you know, such as cliches of telling yourself, I can do this. I got this. This is going to work. You know, I'm going to change. Change your language. Now, if you're changing your inner thoughts, dialogue, and the story that you're telling yourself, the words that you say to yourself is so important. And I often say, change the way you talk to other people. You know, avoid the phrase like, I am, you know, always saying, I am always doing this, for encouraging a growth mindset. You know, and make it a habit to talk about the things that are going well in your life instead of complaining. Often, again, you mentioned negative. Complaining is a form of being negative. And it doesn't help in talking about your problems. Yes, it's okay to talk, to get coaching to help you, but when you constantly reiterate the negativity in your problems and the situation you're in, that's not helping you because you're going to remain with a fixed mindset. And this will encourage a mindset of abundance instead of fear and lack of as well when you do that, when you practice those things. So I always say, you know, be determined, you know, with your mindset. You need to act. You know, pick a goal to achieve and ask yourself, which mindset do I need to achieve? What goal? So, I just think it's so important that people just reflect on making sure that you set these things in place.
Well, and again, there are things we need to do, but be encouraged because it's going to be progressive. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen overnight, and then we all have to be trained. We have to be taught. One of the things that I want those of you who are listening, remember I talked about the importance of revitalization from an internal perspective. Transformation is based upon the information that's received. Now, I'm going to use a term here, and I want you to be able to grasp this. We must go from truth received to truth received. Let me explain that. I can receive the truth as it's being delivered, but I haven't received the truth in my mind. I haven't accepted that truth as fact, so I really didn't receive it. Although it was received, it was presented, I did not internalize it and receive it from an internal perspective until truth received becomes truth received from an internal perspective is not going to foster the internal restructuring of your spiritual DNA. The power of transformation is the internal restructuring of your spiritual DNA, is not external behavior modification. Now, behavior modification is normal. People do it all the time. But behavior modification is change. I change from it, I can change right back to it. Because there's been no internal restructuring. There's been no renewing of the spirit of my mind. Transformation, on the other hand, will challenge your normal and stretches you to become extraordinary. I'm going to say that again. The power of transformation, the processes of transformation, the transformational journey will challenge your normal and will stretch you to become extraordinary. It's going to challenge you and stretch you to step outside of your comfort zone. When you're beginning to gain knowledge, when you're beginning to get understanding, that the scripture says, in all that are getting, get understanding. When you begin to gain knowledge and get an understanding of the severity of the need to be transformed and live a transformed life, when that becomes your number one priority, you'll begin to say, you know, I'm going to go through the painful process of this metamorphosis that needs to take place. But you have to make a decision, as Dr. Clark was saying. And unfortunately, many people will start the process, but when they get to the pressure and the pain of transformation and separation, they stop. Now, once you stop, you don't start where you stopped. The process has to start all over again. Elder Kevin, do we have anybody in the chat room, anybody waiting to make a comment or say anything?
Dr. Carnes and Dr. Clark, I believe we got thousands of people around the globe just listening in right now for our first broadcast, Transforming Your World, Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Larry Carnes and Dr. Lena G. Clark. Doc, everything's clear to continue. Amen. God bless you.
All right. Okay, amen. Okay. Amen. Dr. Clark?
Yes, awesome. Amen. You know, like you said, it is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And you're going to need assistance. You're going to need help. Guidance and help from the Lord. It's okay to ask the Lord and God to guard you and to direct your mind. You don't know what to do. That's who you need to go to, you know, and because your mind is a place of intellect, reasoning, and intentions. And that's where, again, behaviors begin in the mind. And that is where spiritual transformation happens. So, you know, again, go to God and pray. And ask God to guide you in that direction if you're stuck, because many times you will be. Many times you're going to want to regress. It's out of the norm. You're out of your comfort zone. It's new to you. You know, so it's going to take a minute. So often, like I said, the objective of the regular thinking will determine how many days, years, and ultimately how your life plays out. Again, everything starts in the mind. And too often, you know, people simply don't bother to ask for God's direction and protection in their oversight of their mind. You know, also, you know, recognize the source of self-focused and self-defeating thoughts. And so these are just some of the things that, you know, people are going to have to put in their, in your journal, whatever you do on a daily basis, once you make up your mind to transform your world. Thanks,
you know, Dr. Hearn. Yes, as we have just a few minutes left, I want to encourage those of you who are listening to think about this. where you are doesn't have to necessarily be a very uncomfortable place, but you may be in a place where you stop dreaming. You used to dream, but you stopped dreaming. You don't dream out loud, and your dreams aren't coming your reality. My question is, what caused you to get stuck? What caused you to become stagnant? What traumatizing event took place in your life that it sort of sucked the creator that's in you out of you? So the power of transformation is the internal restructuring for renewed empowerment. It's where you cease to be who you've been socialized and modified to be due to the environments that you've been exposed to. And you're going to be transformed into who you were created to be when you were released from the womb, which is the Spirit of God, the matrix of God. You were created and released from the matrix, the womb, the Spirit of God. You were created and released with purpose, with destiny, with significance, with value. You are not insignificant. And the other thing about this that you really need to know, everything that you need to be successful is already in you. God, your creator, has a counterculture to any culture that you've been exposed to that would strip and rob you of your value and your significance. And so we speak life to your divine purpose, speak life to your destiny, speak life to who you were created to be. And we thank you so much for joining us for this launching of this broadcast, this network. We pray that you've heard something that will assist you as you navigate your journey to being empowered and transformed. Dr. Clark, anything before we turn it over to Elder Kevin?
You know, I just want to encourage people, again, to seek God. You know, replace your self-focused thinking with a God-focused mindset, you know, and ask God to protect your mind and help you recognize the negativity that comes to your mind. You know, and so it's important, again, don't leave God out of that formula, because without him, you won't be able to get where you want to do, where you want to go. And that again, is to be able to transform your world. You know, again, transforming your world. This is your world. And you know, that's why I'm repetitive with that, because you are in control of that. God has given you the power to be able to make up your mind to transform your world. So with that being said, I'm done with that.
Yeah. And here's the key. Transformation will not take place, the transforming of your mind will not take place without the person of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, it's a spiritual transformation. So the renewing of the spirit of your mind is spiritual. God is the Spirit, Jesus, and the person of the Holy Spirit. So it's a spiritual transformation. The Holy Spirit is the agent of transformation. He's the one who fosters and calls the transformation to take place. However, you must give him an audience. And when you do that, Ephesians 4:23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now watch this. You cannot renew something that hasn't been new before. So the spirit of your mind is going to be renewed back to God's original intent. But I want you to catch this. The scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So it needs your permission. You let this mind be in you. You give permission for your mind to be renewed and transformed. Then you commit your spirit into the hands of God. God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit now gets invited into the thing, and then they will work on your behalf. Elder Kevin.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Carnes and Dr. Clark. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been your first Transforming Your World Blog Talk Radio program with the awesome Dr. Carnes and Dr. Clark, who just gave you some powerful stuff, ladies and gentlemen. But the takeaway tonight is that you got to have some help, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have some help. This is a live and interactive radio network, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the month of December 2020, every Tuesday evening. Lord willing, we'll be here every Tuesday at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time on the network to give you some powerful, powerful information. Hey, guess what? You got to know how to get in touch with them, right? Just do that. Dr. Larry Carnes, ladies and gentlemen, lcmi.world.org is his website. That's lcmi.world. LarryKarns.org is his website. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do that right now on Facebook. Larry Karns, Optimum Leadership Coach, or Larry Karns Ministry, certified transformation coach, strategist, and is a conference leadership, workshop, and motivational speaker, ladies and gentlemen, hosting live and virtual conferences and workshops and available for individual and group coaching. Dr. Lena G. Clark, ladies and gentlemen, mindset coach and entrepreneur. She is the founder of Miracle Mind Global. You can contact her at LenaGClark.com, LenaGClark.com, ladies and gentlemen, and on Facebook, Miracle Mind Global. If you got any questions about how to get to them, give me a call, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you get that information and they get the information from you. 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Elder Kevin Vaughn. Hey, also to let you know, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, the topic shared on this network and this particular program is to discuss, analyze, and explain our understanding the subconscious mind, power of transformation, overcoming life barriers, navigating relationships, leadership boundaries, law of humility, amplify leadership, and so much more, ladies and gentlemen. Contact the moderator, Kevin Vaughn, if you need to, 404-401-0233 as needed. Thank you so much. Dr. Karns and Dr. Clark, we thank you so much for your valuable time tonight. Powerful, powerful. And we know people across and over in Europe and China and Asia and even down in South Africa that listen to the network will be powerful. I can't wait to get some stats in the next within the next few days on how many people listen across the globe. So thank you so much for your time. Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to be back next Tuesday. I want everybody listening, put next Tuesday on your list and at 7:30, and I want you to share it out with everybody that you know. Thank you so much. Again, Dr. Clark. Dr. Karns, thank you so much for your time. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you next time on the network. Bless you.
Blessings.
Optimal blessings.
ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Transforming Your World, Block Talk Radio program with the awesome Dr. Larry Carnes and Dr. Lena G. Clark. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We approve this message. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you next time. Every Tuesday evening for the month of December 2020, we'll be back with Dr. Carnes and Dr. Clark. And thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. And don't forget to share this out because it could transform your world. God bless you. Take care now. Bye.